Chapter 13. Then Abram went up from Mitzrayim, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold, and he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where her tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made at first, and there Abram published the name of Yahweh. Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanite and the Perizzi then dwelt in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. If you go to the right, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before Yahweh destroyed Sidon and Amorah, like the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Mitzrayim, as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the valley of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sidon. But the men of Sidon were exceedingly wicked and sinful against Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, "Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you." Then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth Etzim of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to Yahweh.